Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. We are in the midst of a spiritual war, not against people, but for the souls of our loved ones who are far from Jesus. And every day the world pulls them farther away. But Our Lady is calling us to fight for them with the greatest weapon heaven has given us, the rosary. In this spiritual battle, our daily rosary podcast is the air campaign. And this past year, because of your generosity, the number of people praying with us around the world has doubled. But that's not an accident. It's the Holy Spirit and Our Lady at work. But we can't win this war by an air campaign alone. If we're going to help our loved ones, we need ground troops. And that's why we are forming leaders, ordinary men and women who learn to grow in holiness, build genuine friendships, and accompany others as they gently draw souls back to Jesus through Mary. And we have a dedicated full-time team forming these leaders. But we can't build this spiritual army without you. And this Advent, a group of benefactors has offered $1 million if our Rosary family can match it. So your gift, whatever you can give, helps us to keep the rosary free for everyone and reach thousands more in the spiritual battle and form leaders and ground troops. So if this daily rosary podcast has helped you, and if you want to fight for the people you love, then click the button below and make a gift, and it will be doubled. And together, with Mary, we will win souls back to Jesus. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. People often tell me, prayer is hard because God seems silent. He never speaks to me. I don't get any feedback. Well, most of us were never taught how to listen to God in prayer. So today, we're beginning a new series on that, on learning how to hear God's voice in prayer. And this series of meditations were recorded in the Holy Land at stunning sites like the place of the Annunciation or on Mount Tabor and actually on the Sea of Galilee. But first of all, prayer is friendship with God. And what does friendship take? Yes, it takes time. But time doing what? Talking, listening, and just being together. So really, prayer is like having coffee with a friend. When a friend asks, "How are you?" you tell them. And it's the same with Jesus, except he invites you to be completely honest. So the best way to begin prayer is to tell him honestly, frankly, what you're feeling and what you're thinking about. "Jesus, today I feel afraid. I feel resentful. I feel overwhelmed, and here's why." Or, "Jesus, I'm tired. Jesus, I'm anxious about this or that, and here's why." Or, "Jesus, I am so happy about this thing." Then tell him what you've been thinking about. He listens to everything. And this is the first step to prayer, talking to God from the heart. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. If we talk, but never listen, it's not much of a conversation, and not much of a friendship with God. So how do we listen? Jesus is the Word of God, and he speaks to us through three channels: Scripture, both the Old and New Testaments; tradition, the lives and writings of the saints; and the magisterium, the church's teaching authority, as found in places like the Catechism, encyclicals, apostolic letters, and similar documents. Together, these three form the single Word of God. Now, Jesus is eternally present, so his Word is alive and speaking today, not just in the past. Scripture, tradition, and the magisterium remain the primary way God speaks to us now. So if we want to hear God, if we want real feedback, We need to read or hear something from His Word, something from Scripture, tradition, or the church's teaching. So that means, practically, if you go to Mass, or if you hear or read the Bible, or something from the saints or the church, then God is speaking to you. No, God has spoken to you. The question is, did you listen? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. In vocal prayer, we speak to God. In meditation, we listen to God. And here are three simple steps to listen to God in meditation. Step one, read or listen to the Word of God, which comes to us through Scripture, tradition, and the Magisterium. As soon as something strikes you, as soon as it catches your attention, maybe a word, maybe a sentence, pay attention, because that is how God is speaking to you. Step two, reflect on it. Think about what struck you. Try to understand it. Love God for this truth. And most importantly, apply it to your life by asking, am I living this or not? And then we see the gap between what Jesus is saying and how we are living. Then we have to ask, what is preventing me from living this? Is it pride, vanity, envy, sloth, anger, resentment, fear? What is it? And then practically, what am I going to do to start living it today? That leads us to the resolution. The resolution is step three. to choose one concrete good action flowing from what struck you so that you can practice it all day as you work to make it a habit, a good habit. Now, we all remember a parent saying, "Didn't you hear me?" Well, we did hear them. We just didn't do what they told us. Listening to God in prayer means doing what He told us in our resolution. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Okay, let's practice. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, "I am telling you not to worry about your life and what you eat, nor about your body and how you are to clothe it. Surely life means more than food and the body more than clothing. Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are we not worth much more than they are? Can any of you, for all his worrying, add one moment to his lifespan? And why worry about clothing? Think of the flowers growing in the fields. They never have to work or spin. Yet I assure you that not even Solomon in all his glory was robed like one of these. Now if that is how God clothes the grass in the field, which is there today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, will he not much more look after you, O men of little faith? So do not worry. Do not say, 'What are we to eat? What are we to drink? How are we to be clothed?' It is the pagans who set their hearts on these things. Your heavenly Father knows you need them all. So set your hearts on his kingdom first, and on doing his will, and all these other things will be given you. So do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." So Jesus said, "Do not be anxious, do not worry. Your Heavenly Father will provide. Just live in today. Don't worry about the future." Now during this decade, think about this. And where is the gap between how you usually live and what Jesus is saying? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. One of the hardest parts of prayer is following through with a concrete resolution each day. Jesus said, "Do not be anxious, do not worry." So we ask ourselves, what specific good action will I practice today to live out what Jesus is saying? Well, if worry comes from procrastination, then today I will not procrastinate. If anxiety comes from trying to control everything, then today I will accept what I cannot control, trusting that God will take care of the rest. Or if anxiety comes from seeing danger everywhere, then today I will remind myself, with God, I am safe. Then we write our resolution on a small piece of paper and keep it with you all day, or maybe make a note on your phone. Since we all have our phones with us constantly, now it's very important that we put our resolution into practice immediately. And then throughout the day, each time you feel anxious or worried, practice your good action, your resolution. Then at the end of the day, we ask ourselves, did I remember my resolution? Did I practice it? See, it's not enough to pray about something, like praying to overcome a bad habit like worry. If we do the work of the resolution, we will grow in virtue. If we don't do the work, nothing changes, and we slip backward into the old habits and vices. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, we've talked about this topic many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
But what caught your attention this time?
Amazing that it's always something new. Because I was really thinking, are our spiritual lives parallel, reflect our social lives so much because of just God's natural design? But I think it's so common that we feel lonely or alone, even when we are surrounded by people, because we're not really listening to people. We're not really being present to the people that we're with. The amount of times that I felt unseen by friends because I wasn't really seeing them, because I wasn't really listening and giving them my full attention. And I think if we practiced giving everyone our full attention and listening, we would feel more seen and listened to, and learn how to practice that in our spiritual lives. That God is speaking, and he's right there, and he's always in front of us, and we still feel lonely, not because those people aren't there, but because we're not there to them.
It really is amazing how the more I practice listening to humans that I'm with, the better I get at listening in prayer.
Yeah.
And the more I practice listening to prayer, the better I get with listening to the humans.
Because I'm having the same stupid conversation I have with all my friends to God. I'm talking to him in the same way, which is I'm just rambling about things that I feel and I'm just complaining. And then I walk away dissatisfied. And he's standing there like, wait, what do I get to say?
Yes. And I really want to emphasize this point. We fail to realize that when the way that God speaks to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, tell God everything you think and feel. Go ahead, ramble till you're just worn out. Then read or listen to the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is Him speaking to you.
That's the thing that's going to make you feel peaceful. You do have to share and you do have to be transparent, and it's good to recognize your own feelings. But it's kind of a question without an answer if you don't let God speak afterwards. And then we're just constantly like, God never answers me.
Well, but here the mistake we constantly make is this, is that we listen to the readings at Mass, or we read or listen to some meditation ourselves, and then we want God to speak to us in a different way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we missed, He just spoke.
Exactly. And it's just not paying attention to the person right in front of you.
Yeah.
Or the amount of times, and we all know this, you pray for something and then you forget and you feel like He didn't answer because you didn't even look around for the signs. But you might look back a week or two later, a month later, even years later and say, all the answers were right there. That was resolved. But by the time it was resolved, I stopped paying attention. I stopped listening.
Yeah. 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 So the three main takeaways I want everyone to take from this meditation. First, yes, talk to God from the heart. Tell Him everything that's going on. If you have time, I would encourage you to do that before you start this Rosary podcast. And then turn on the podcast or read something from Scripture, tradition, or the Magisterium on your own, because right there, God is speaking to you. But pay attention to what caught your attention. That's His word to you specifically.
Yeah.
Then apply that to your life and come up with a resolution. And then throughout the day, don't forget what He said. Because then what good is it? That's why I have to write it down. This is what we're going to be practicing all Advent with all the meditations. We're going to be practicing this with all these great meditations from the holy sites in Jerusalem that we're going to be walking through together. So stick with us all Advent, and by Christmas, we'll be able to give Jesus the great present of a listening heart. That's the gift we give, a listening heart. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.